Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Third hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, Odyssey app, YouTube. Hello, everybody.
Ah, beautiful Wednesday.
We got nice Ducks and Beavers trash talk going on the YouTube chat.
I love it.
Ducks and Huskies trash talk going on. Everybody's feeling good. Football season's right around the corner.
It is.
Things are going to get a little weird in about 15 minutes, so just brace yourselves. How would you feel if your starting quarterback was this? We'll talk about that 15 minutes from now.
Weird?
It's going to get weird. Let's start, though, with something that you didn't get to in your shot segment that I do want to talk about, because I saw this yesterday and was laughing my ass off. I had not seen the announcement yet. I had not seen the
NFL. Nobody had.
Right. I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I see George Kittle walk onto the set. The NFL Network was live at 49ers camp yesterday.
Interviewing Fred Warner when this happened.
Fred Warner's on the set. They're talking camp. I'm like, hey, let's check in, see what's going on with the Niners. I'm flipping around my TV yesterday afternoon. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a guy who, speaking of wrestling, will be in a wrestling ring in the not-too-distant future.
T-minus how many years?
T-minus, after this news yesterday, it might be quicker than we imagine. And George Kittle walks up onto the set of the NFL Network and just says, you know what? I've had enough.
George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team had a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they wow. Go ahead and bring that back for George Kittle.
Yeah, so we got to figure
Mr.
out
Goodell.
Middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
We'll send
Fred,
the email.
It's on you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off
is
my
it, chest. Is it every, before every drive is a is
I'm an every
salt?
I'm an every drive
guy.
Every
guys
down.
Like that.
I'm every drive.
In between every play, he
that's too much.
Socks,
that's
pulls
too
out
much.
The sock.
That's way too much.
Yeah, well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
I mean, definitely, yeah. But I missed those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them out.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's all right. That was my only grievance. But besides that, you guys look fabulous.
We'll
Fred,
fix it.
It's all yours. Thank you,
George. We'll do our best to help you out.
Fred, back to you. Let's send it back to you. Very upset that they have banned smelling salts from the National Football League. I guess a couple of questions here. One, how do we get our hands on some smelling salts? Because this needs to be a segment that we do. The salts segment needs to happen at some point in the future of our show. So that's question number one. Question number two is, what is the thing that they take away from you? Probably an easy answer considering our time slot.
Caffeine.
That makes you go with George Kittle.
If our company said you can no longer consume caffeine,
we're going to test you for caffeine.
Whatever reason. I'm sorry, dude. We're going to a blue tent. We're doing caffeine.
RFK makes caffeine illegal. Is that going to be the next step? This is no longer a thing that's healthy enough for young adult males, so you can't drink it.
We're going to go to a back office. And Swag's going to get the espresso, and we're going to do... Not a chance. Not a chance.
I just
they're going to keep doing this.
They're going to find a way to keep doing it.
What's so? I didn't actually hear a reason why they're not allowing
anymore. I read an article on it last night because I'm like, that's kind of weird. Why would you ban smelling salts? Have been around for as old as time.
Peyton Manning used to famously be caught on camera just like huffing one.
Yes. So it implies that the entirety of the game, including pregame activities, halftime, applies to the locker room and on the sideline.
Yes, sir, Bob.
The memo says the ban comes as a result of FDA warnings that were issued in 2024. And they issued a warning to companies that produce these things to say that, as well as to consumers about them regarding the lack of evidence supporting the safety or efficacy of AIs, which is what they're called, marketed for improving mental alertness or boosting energy. The FDA noted potential negative effects of their use, and they have the potential to mask certain neurological signs and symptoms, including the potential signs of a concussion. So that's the argument they're leaning on.
All we care about concussions again.
Saying if you're so jacked up on smelling salts and then you get hit really hard in the head, we might not be able to fully assess your concussion.
Because it's alerted you.
Because you're high on bath salts and you're not going to be able to give us an accurate description of what you're going through right now.
Great explanation. They're still going to do this.
They're still going to find a way to do it. He's going to sell like on the black market, who's got him? Somebody slinging him on the sideline. You got to have somebody in the front row of your stands. Like, hey, you be the smelling salts guy.
Well, you said it was what year? 2024?
2024 is when this study was done.
There is no doubt if this builds up with enough Kittle-like complaints around the league,
they'll backpedal on
it. You don't think certain people in certain powerful positions will come out and say, actually, We're backtracking on that.
Yeah, so this all came from the Neck and Spine Committee. They recommended prohibiting the use of any of them for any purpose during NFL play, practice, and game. Kittle did joke about, you know, you heard it there, talking about retirement and thinking about wanting to walk away from the league. If they took away caffeine, that would be the same reaction. If they told us for whatever reason we couldn't have any sort of caffeinated beverage or things to wake up with in the morning, I would contemplate
quitting.
You guys
are doing your own show at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't survive. I couldn't function. Kittle said he would do it on the sideline every drive. Before every drive, he'd take a big whiff.
Every drive,
and then he'd run out onto the field and act like a madman out there.
Yeah.
And he's got to adjust to life without one of his biggest fixes now.
I think caffeine would probably be the winner, but what is the thing, listeners out there, that if we told you, you take away, you're going George Kittle, I need to air a grievance.
Everybody, their own work has to have something.
It has to be something,
like, if I
right?
took something away, like, that I can't get through my day at work without this.
Like, somebody had to have gone from 2-ply to 1-ply toilet paper, and this would apply.
Oh, dude, yeah. 2-ply to 1-ply is a big deal. Somebody said you can buy them on Amazon.
Sure, yeah. What can't you buy on Amazon?
I mean, I'm going to look up and see if I can find this.
So have they been taken off shelves? I guess I'm asking because
$20. It'll come in today, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Should I order some for tomorrow's show? You guys want to do some smelling salts on the show tomorrow?
Did we do a smelling? Years ago, and it was just like a quick little. Whoa!
Should we do them into and do a segment? What time should our smelling right out of the gate, early in the morning, or do we need like a boost at the end of the show?
Swag, are you scared to do it, or would you
willing to do it? Smelling salts are, right before the Magic Hat, I think we should.
You want that? You want the early show? See, here's my thing. Yeah. I see the argument. I feel like that's
a Magic Hat smelling salt.
Smelling salt Magic Hat tomorrow. I feel like that's my most caffeinated moment of the show because I chug in the morning to like get ready and get going.
Oh, really?
That I feel like my energy level dips as the show goes on. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
You're thinking like 8:45.
Like a pick-me-up at the end of the
show. The 9 a.m.
Right
hour start.
Like,
man, we're kind of dragging. I got another hour to do here.
Yeah.
You know what I need?
You feel like you're dragging going the 9 a.m. hour?
I do, yeah.
40 minutes a game to the NBA at 48
minutes. It's a big adjustment to us. I'm Donovan Kling, and I can't play 20 minutes a night or my head's going to fall off.
How much is the pack?
It's $20. I mean, I'm going to buy it. We got to do this.
Okay.
Take my wife's
we gotta espresso. Pay back for that,
take my wife's espresso pods out of this cart. I'm not buying those right now.
Why are those in the cart?
Not on my dime.
I love that they'll just sneakily put
sneak
things
in there. I'm like, wait, why are there two things in my cart right now? I didn't put anything else in here. It's like, oh yeah, next time you buy something, you just click purchase, and you're like, wait a minute, why am I getting espresso pods at the
house?
So
you're doing We're doing a 9 a.m. smelling salts.
That's what I'm leaning. What I'm leaning tomorrow.
Okay,
but I'm open for debate. I will. Everything
call it the Kittle Hour.
Call it the Kittle Hour. The
Kittle
show.
Hour.
Order has been placed. They will arrive today between 10 and 3. So we're getting our smelling salts.
Your wife gets that before you. She's going to be so confused.
What is this, man? Somebody said, yeah, they're just going to incorporate them into the towels. Guys will be smelling their towels. They're
going to blue tent this. How do you even legislate it in a locker room? Come on, man.
Of all the things that you could be concerned about and feel like you have to do something about, this is one.
They told us Tua wasn't concussed against the Bills.
Yes.
And then he came back. They won the game, and we clearly could tell he was concussed. He then had the Thursday Night Football seizure.
He's doing the hook hands.
We knew the Bill game he had a concussion. Yeah. They tried to say back injury, though he walked and then just stumbled like somebody who had brain damage. You don't think they're going to find ways to do smelling salts? It's ridiculous.
I enjoy this one. Take away my radio and the ability to listen to the fan every day, and I wouldn't be happy. Thank you. Thank you.
Try that.
Yeah, try that's that, NFL.
Wonderful.
Try that world.
Try taking away the radio.
God bless you.
You're not going to do that. Roger Goodell can't take that away from you.
Yeah, you know what you do to those people?
Do it. Spit on that thing.
All right, tomorrow we'll be smelling salts morning on the show. Very excited. Package arrives. George Kittle very upset.
What's the sports thing they take away that makes you react this way?
God, that's a good question. Like, as a sports fan?
Yeah.
Probably the red zone.
Oh, that's a good one.
If they took away the red zone,
that's
I would lose it. I'm a red zone viewer. Will always be a red zone viewer.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to change a channel. Scott Hansen. Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, he's great.
If you took that away from my Sundays and made me have to buy the Sunday ticket and then do my quad boxes and figure out what game and flip to other, I want somebody to do it for me.
I'm gonna chime in with a random off the beaten path. That's a good one. I don't think I can beat it with what I'm gonna say. The corner three.
The corner three.
The NBA ever dares take away the corner three. They have kind of been rumored to be dabbling in.
So would they just draw the three-point line to the sidelines then? At the top of the bench, basically?
And if you shoot in the corner,
really?
It's a two.
Just a two everywhere down there. Yeah. That would be really stupid.
Don't take that away.
No.
Don't dumb my game up even more than it already has been.
Swag, what do they take away, you boycott?
I'm with you on the red zone. If that one suddenly goes, it's just too easy.
Runner on second in baseball extra innings. Don't take that away.
Don't take that real baseball away from me.
And they already took, pitchers hitting away from me. So,
yeah, touche. The DH is everywhere now.
I was holding out hope in the National League. They would just, those old crusty owners that have been around forever would hold on to that. They took the shift away.
I'm surprised you didn't pick the Dodgers salary cap management. Don't take that away, or we just don't have to pay players.
Don't take away Shohei Ohtani's interpreter taking the fall for his illegal gambling, allegedly.
Don't take that away from me, man. He's in jail.
No.
Tomorrow will be Smelling Salts Day. What is the thing they take away from your sports life that gets you to respond like George Kittle and contemplate, you know what? I'm out of here, dude. I'm not doing this anymore. So Smelling Salts are on their way. Very excited for tomorrow's show. Now we have something to eagerly await.
I'm excited to see your guys' reaction when it's going to get within...
Yeah.
I think when I did it, it was 10 inches away.
Head will snap back as it just gets close to my nostrils.
It's going
to
startle you.
Do you know what they're called?
I don't.
They are called the company.
Yeah.
Let me find it. It had a funny name to it. What is it called?
Smelling Salts Inc.
Yeah, no, it's like a big elephant. Hold on, a listener texted it in. I used his...
Is that the one that you bought?
Yeah, he said you could buy them on Amazon.
You just bought it. How do you
Atomic Rhino. There it is. Atomic Rhino is the name of the brand.
That's a great name.
That's what we're taking tomorrow.
Isn't it?
All right, let's get
Dude,
weird.
Swag's going to do drugs on the air tomorrow. I'm kind of excited for this.
It's a big deal.
He doesn't dabble.
It's a big deal tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is going to be a big deal.
This is one step closer.
Groundbreaking day on our show.
To doing cocaine with Dusty.
Yes.
And then one step closer to doing mushrooms with Sukanik.
Yes. Step one, blunt with Sprague. And then the other steps follow, because weed's the gateway drug.
Absolutely.
Leads you to the other things.
What happened to Swag? He's on the streets, man.
Man, he's
smelling salts.
He's Delonte West now after this segment tomorrow. Whoa, what happened to Swag?
Who's mom?
Is that too soon?
Me or yours?
No, hopefully not mine. Let's get to, how uncomfortable does this make you feel? Does it make you more confident? Does it make you question everything? How do you feel if your quarterback is this? That's next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This magic moment.
This is a solid idea if we do smelling salts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody asking on Friday, can we try gas station, you know what pills?
Erection pills?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Live on the air?
No.
Everybody wears basketball shorts?
Can I tell you a fun story?
Well, I won't be here Friday.
My stepdad used to religiously go into AMPM when we get gas. And once in a while, he'd let me go in and get a Gatorade or something, right? Every single time we went in there, not only did he pay for gas, but he'd get a pack of smokes. He would also buy those random vitamins. Not the erection pills.
Not the erection pills.
It'd be this assorted allotment of vitamins in a package, and it was just like health. And he would just buy them, he'd pop them.
You
got to
take your vitamins, dude.
Like, what? I remember asking him, like, what are these? And he goes, they're health pills. That's all he said.
You take them to be healthy, man. Sounds like a sound strategy to me.
Crazy.
He said, don't take away my appetizers while watching sports. No way I'm going to eat a bowl of pasta and enjoy some college football.
Ooh, appetizers is a great
Nachos, wings. I mean, appetizers and sports go together like two peas in a pod, man. You can't ruin that stuff. Let's see how uncomfortable we can make this. How would you feel if your quarterback was this? Now, for those new to the show, we have a mantra on our program. We do not kink shame. Whatever knocks your socks off, whatever you're into, dude. You do you, boo, behind the scenes. That's fine. We have a quarterback in college football that may have come out as something. And I'm wondering how it would make you feel if this was your quarterback.
Attracted to his receivers?
He is not attracted. Well, he might be. I don't know. Maybe he is.
He's a kink. So.
He has a kink.
This is a kink?
This is a kink.
Okay.
And his kink, according to his Instagram story over the weekend, this is the starting quarterback at TCU, is that he may or may not be a furry.
I don't have furry as a kink.
You don't have furry sleeping with another person in an animal costume isn't a kink?
What do you think a furry is?
People that dress up like animals. And
so why do you have it sleeping with, like, why are you taking it to a kink?
I'm taking it
You're
to that
making
level.
It a kink.
I think it's a kink. If you dress up like an animal.
I think it's a weird identity
I think if you dress up like an animal, you want to be an animal in every facet of your life.
You might be meowing
you're just
in
like
your
a
own house.
You're just a 9-to-5 Maybe. Cat, and then you go home and have normal sex.
Okay. Well, you can do that with
you're,
anything.
You're not taking that cat head off?
I think it's ears. I don't think it's a head.
I mean, this is legitimately, this is the picture.
So he's in that picture?
He tweeted out or posted on his Instagram story, fun weekend, hashtag furry proud.
How old is he?
He's a senior in college. He's going into his senior year at TCU. He was their starting quarterback last year. He had 27 touchdowns and 11 picks.
He's trolling, right?
I don't know.
You know how they have those around the waist hand warmers for quarterbacks? Is he going to have a tail one?
That would be phenomenal if he did.
Like he's Mario in Super Mario 3.
I think I would dig it if he
raccoon
was
raccoon tail.
If he just was fully out as a furry and just embraced all of this, like if he meowed in a post game press conference,
if he wore ears to a press conference,
this is what I'm talking about.
And said nothing of it, just
now,
like was normal.
This is Malik Murphy.
Is a furry?
No, I'm just saying if Malik Murphy was a furry, leave you more confident, less confident, or same level of confident. Can I give you a take? I think it would make me more confident. I think if you're
he's out in who he
if
is.
If you're so confident that you can be a furry out in public, I think you're going to be fearless on the football field. If you're not afraid of what people will say to you, showing up at a furry convention, and you're okay acknowledging publicly that's who you are, I think this leads to results on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that viewpoint. I think it's different if Dante Moore shows up and he has, like, a dog nose. I think you feel a little different about it, don't you?
Just starts barking.
Well, I don't think they bark.
The furries don't bark?
Do
they not stay in character? Do they talk like humans? How do furries communicate?
So I've seen furries in person.
Aren't all of our kids furries now? That's what people told me on Fox News. They said all our kids are cats now.
No, they're not using litter boxes.
They're not peeing in litter boxes?
That's not a real story. Okay, that was a made-up internet thing from a Facebook page.
Dude, people saying definitely a kink. Definitely a kink.
Yeah, but you can make anything you do a kink.
Yeah, you can, absolutely.
I don't think it's driven by being a kink.
Sports.
I think he's identifying as, I want to be a little bit of an animal here. Now, is he an animal in the bedroom? Probably.
Probably. He's a good-looking guy.
I don't know what he looks like at all. But now I'm imagining he's wearing cat ears and a tail. Because I think the cat is the most popular of the furry animals.
I think cat is the go-to for most people.
Because the ears are kind of perfect to wear. The tail is
the
long.
The sound
and bushy.
Is easy to make. Meow. Like it's an easy one to do. Yeah, it's. Wow. Swag, let's have you chime in here. Known lifelong. Now, cow furry, that's different. Now, I don't know if you're a cow furry, I don't know if that's inspiring confidence.
I mean, you could have a cow furry.
You want a cow
on.
Furry?
You wear udders at the front.
Is that like the kids who play
like a udders belt?
Like Pop Warner football where you used to put tape on your helmet if you're over a certain weight, you couldn't carry the football. Is that like the furry convention? If you're over a certain weight,
you
they
had
make
tape on the helmet if you were too
no,
fat.
No, they made fat kids put tape on their helmet. I didn't, but fat kids had to wear tape.
I don't recall this rule at all.
Maybe that was like fifth or sixth grade, but it legitimately was a thing. If you weighed over a certain like number, you could not carry the football.
I played in fourth and up, and I'm telling you, Park Rose didn't have that rule. They didn't care how fat you were. He would tackle everybody.
Do they do that at the furry convention? If you're like over a buck 85, they're like, tape, you're a cow.
I have a lot of questions about furry. Is there like animals that are looked down upon in the furry community? Like, why are you that animal, dude?
Is there a hierarchy?
A hierarchy of furry animals?
Well, cat has got to be the most popular one, because when I've seen them in person, it's usually cat based.
I'm gonna Google, is there a furry hierarchy?
Does it mirror like the actual, you know, predator chain? Like lion is the king of the jungle? Well, I don't know.
Is a furry, do they just identify like usual, or do they go like, is it they, them? Is it like the furry animal they're...
Is it like your spirit animal? Are you embodying your spirit animal?
Right.
Is that where we're going?
I have questions. I don't have the answers, unfortunately.
I have no clue, and if this was on my team...
If this was just... You're a Chargers fan, this is Justin Herbert comes out as a furry.
So you know, like how
I'm
in
just
the
burying my head.
You know, in the WNBA and the NBA, they do these pregame fits.
More confident or less confident in the Chargers this year?
He's gonna say less confident. You know, they do pregame fit checks.
He's too old. He doesn't get the kids these days.
I think you would have a different opinion if it was really your quarterback. That's my take. So, like, if Dante Moore
just
showed up and they're
throw
like,
go for 4,000 yards and 30 tutties and don't turn it over.
Let's show what Dante Moore's wearing into the stadium.
That was, here's his pregame walk from the bus.
And he's got like full on ears, tail.
Ears, tail.
Maybe even like painted on whiskers.
Oh, now we're talking. Give me the whiskers too on top of it.
If I saw it randomly, I would
think. And it's a Penn State game? You're not feeling confident?
I would think they lost a bet. That would be my first.
I think this is a troll, is what I think it is.
So here's the thing.
Until he comes out and acknowledges this is true.
All of this is allegedly, so let's just, you know, put that blanket statement over
it. What's
his name? His name's Josh Hoover.
Josh Hoover.
He posted this on his Instagram.
Okay.
And people are wondering if he's actually into furries. Was he at a furry convention? Does he know furries? Is he himself a furry? There's a lot of follow-up questions that we don't have here.
There's people on Twitter saying, please stop saying he's a furry. He's not a furry. He's not real.
Makes it fake, though, doesn't it, a little bit?
I don't know.
Well, Josh Hoover might be a furry. Maybe not, allegedly. He posted about it. I think it makes me more confident in my quarterback. If you're that fearless to be out in the open as a furry, I'm all for it, dude. You fly your freak flag. You do whatever you want. Go win me some football games, cat.
Yeah, but the minute throws three picks and they lose, you're blaming it on
Take that stupid tail off!
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing.
You're not wrong there. Let's get to concern for one player and how big should it be for this fan base. We'll dive into that next. All right, we'll try and get everything back on the right track here. People are guessing what furry we would be if we were furries. Let's grade this if we showed up to the convention.
So, like, I'm always so confused, too, of the furry. The picture I found on Hoover.
Yeah.
So he's in, like, a full costume. Like,
we assume. I don't know if it's actually him or not.
But when I see them in real life.
Yeah, real life furries.
It's, like, four tails and ears.
I think that's the kid version of it, and they can't afford the costume yet. Do you see adults that dress like that, or is that mainly a kid thing?
I've never I saw a very Portland-based adult, is what I would describe that.
Okay. Wearing the cat ears and whiskers?
Wearing a lot.
Okay.
Wearing a lot. Not the full costume.
Not the full outfit.
But, like, oh, that's a 30-year-old.
Somebody said, I see Sprague as a beaver furry, so just going college mascot.
Okay.
Slapping your tail.
Buck teeth. Yeah.
That could fit.
Okay.
Dirt is a prairie dog, short and stout. Poking my head up. That's a prairie dog, right? That's what they do? Poke their head out of the hole, kind of look around.
Always scared. Always
and Swag is a kinky skunk.
So Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. Those are our
furries. The uncomfortable furry that nobody wants at the party.
Hello, ladies. Let me kiss you. Somebody said I had a student who was a cat furry. She used to hiss at me, and I barked at her one time, and needless to say, I was written up. I don't know how you handle that as a teacher.
Do you do if Teddy Ballgame becomes a furry? Because I don't believe whatever your answer's about to be is what you would actually do as a parent.
I don't know how I would handle that.
12-year-old Teddy Ballgame
comes
home and he's got a tail on.
There is nothing in a parenting handbook that prepares you for your child becoming an animal.
Well, by the time he's 12, there might be an actual book written, How to Handle When Your Kids
Furries
Are Furries
101.
Right. Teddy Ballgame walks in, he's got
furries
a tail.
Furries for dummies.
Furries for dummies. Chicken noodle soup for the furry soul.
He comes in, he's got a long jaguar tail.
We're sitting down and having a very serious conversation about...
And he's like, what, Dad? I got straight A's. I'm just wearing a tail.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't know how I would handle that.
You're going to go.
Is everything else normal in his life? Like everything else is good.
Grades.
He's good grades.
He plays sports.
He's respectful. Polite.
Yeah.
Does his chores.
He just comes in. He's got a long jaguar tail one day. And you go, let's talk. And he goes, what's there to talk about? You wanted to live in Portland?
This is true. This is true. This is what Portland Public Schools does to us now, huh? So you're telling me? I genuinely don't know.
Might be your way into the Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
That is true.
Look how open-minded Dirt is.
Look, he is a furry parent now. We're going to put him in the Hall of Fame.
A PIL quarterback winning, very open-minded parents. I think you would be thrown through a loop.
It might mentally break
you'd
me.
You'd
be
on a back patio smoking a cigar, not wanting to talk to a person in the world.
Yeah, that is exactly how I would handle it. I would need hours and hours and hours to process it.
Would you ask your group chat of friends?
Yes, I think I would.
Really?
Have you guys dealt with this? Has anybody?
What if nobody has?
Then you're on your own, buddy. You're on your own. Figure it out. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think you just roll with it. If everything else is great.
Look, if everything else is good in his life, I think I would just roll with it and say, okay, like as long as that continues. But if there's like other issues in his life and he's a furry on top of it.
Yeah, what if you're having this conversation and as you're talking,
got problems.
The tail's like now coming to the front. He's just like stroking it. He's just petting it, talking.
Can we change topic?
Bad news, Dirt.
Like, I'm just picturing him petting it like Dr. Evil and Mr. Bigglesworth sitting in his lap. I don't know what I told you. We were trying to get back on track here. Swag, this is all your fault. Damn it.
I don't wish that on you, but
how? Yeah.
If he's good, he's good.
If he's good, he's good.
If he's good, he's good.
And if he's an athlete furry, it's even better, dude. If he's playing sports and into golf, I'm all for it,
dude.
Man.
The trash talking that Hoover, if Hoover comes out, this is true. The trash talking ability by Hoover. Just got scored on by a furry bitch.
Somebody texted in, is he going to score a touchdown and fake pee on the pylon?
I mean, that guy wasn't a furry and he did it.
He did. He absolutely did. How would you feel right now if you were a Rams fan? Pivot. Because it is being reported again. This has kind of been the theme of their entire training camp so far.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford.
Back injury.
He's got a back injury.
Spinal.
He's an aggravated disc. He has received an epidural to help him deal with the pain. He is still being considered week to week. They're being cautious.
Yes.
And the plans are for him to be ready for week one. But when you're dealing with a back injury the first week into camp and needing an epidural, it's not the way you want to start your year.
I don't envision.
How does this get better?
Well, I mean, it doesn't. He's old. Right. This is year 17 for Matt Stafford, dude. 17 years this dude's been slanging the rock in the NFL. Go look at Detroit hits. My God. He's not playing all 17 games. If he does, then, like, cool. But I watched him play last year. He had a lot of struggles. He had moments where it's like, dude, I'm also not overly worried about this, as odd as that is.
Oh, okay.
You know what you're getting with a 37... You're 17 quarterback, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's some truth to that.
It's an injury risk, right? But they were led last year. Their turnaround was all led by the defense.
Yes. He had 20 touchdowns, 8 picks, which are fine, but not peak Matthew Stafford
numbers.
They
still have Puka. Devontae Adams is going to be a fine number two for them.
He's been looking really good in camp. Camp
They're really high on Ferguson and what he can be in year one. I thought they made a stellar signing with Kyren Williams yesterday. Was it 3 years, $33 million or whatever it ended up being? He's a good player. Their offensive line is fine. Like, and oh, by the way, all their defensive guys that were young last year, they've got experience. They were a bad missed blocking assignment away from maybe pulling off a snowy on-the-road upset against the Eagles. That was a good game.
They were the closest team of anybody to beating the Eagles last year.
So, like, they're an absolute Super Bowl contender, but this also all hinges on him being able to play in those pivotal games.
Yeah.
If he misses a random, I don't know their schedule, but if they miss a random, I fill in the blank, you know, kind of patsy-ish type team, and it's Garoppolo, you can get by. Your defense can win you a game. Garoppolo can get you to 13 points, and you can win.
He played in 16 of 17 games last year.
Yeah, so I don't envision he's going to play all 17 this year. That's not going to change, in my opinion. And they, again, I brought this up yesterday. They've talked about this 2 seasons ago. There was a thing about his elbow, and he couldn't throw. And I remember we talked about it, and then he went out and he played. He was fine. So, you know, this. I don't think there's anything else to report on out of camp for the Rams, so they just keep saying, hey, he's old, he's banged up. Like, yeah, we're aware, and I think they know that going in. They just need him for the big games. Their defense, I think, is going to be really good.
Can you get to the playoffs with him being at 75%?
Well, I don't think
because then they're dangerous.
I don't think you're feeling overly confident about anybody in the division. Like, right, Arizona is a wild card, and you'd probably lean you don't trust it. Seattle might be good. Or they'll be back in that 9-8, 10-7 window fighting for the division, and if you don't win it, you don't make the playoff type vibe. And the Niners. I'm a Niner fan. They are seemingly injured everywhere. They have cut the kicking competition because of their injuries. They can't afford to have a guy compete with Moody anymore. And a lot of their buzz is coming from unproven young defensive players. So you know, I have my concerns as a Niner fan as well. So that division's not overly challenging.
Very fair.
I think they can be okay.
Who is the most likely fan employee to be to come into work as a furry?
I think we're all thinking the same person, and he takes enough of a beating on the air, I think, to
lay off him this time.
Do you want to just say it?
I think we know. I think we know.
Some would argue he's a sports furry.
He is a little bit of a sports furry.
You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't shy away from it.
Does not at all.
Now, who would be the one to surprise you the most?
Rop. Rop being a furry, huh?
I'm going Dusty.
Yeah. I want to say Swag.
Swag's a good one.
Swag being a furry is not... The younger generations, I think you just have a slightly higher percentage chance of it. Swag being his age and being a furry might be the most surprising to me here.
Hmm. The funniest furry would be Meringue.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
What animal would Danny Meringue be as a furry? Because if I'm a beaver, Swag's a perverted skunk, and you're a prairie dog.
I'm cool being a prairie dog. That's a pretty fun furry animal to be.
We should assign furries for every host.
Is that our next show after we do our smelling salt show? Do we do a furry show?
I don't want to do that.
We could do a furry show.
No.
I'm sure somebody could hook up furry costumes.
I actually think Patrick is a perfect cat furry.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's like an old
balls,
cat.
Licking his paws.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. The legs way up by the head.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
I was listening to the boys this morning. I've got a furball.
Somebody said, I'm 40. I threw up my back last night picking up a toy for the dog. Can I please get an epidural, too? Yeah, we could all use one from time to time. Stafford got one. I think it's a valid... Don't freak out yet. Take away from you.
Yeah.
But as this lingers, and if it lingers into the start of the break, it's just file it away. Put it in your filing cabinet.
But we did this 2 years ago. No, that story?
He's also 2 years older now,
to be fair. I know,
and he needed an epidural. The only time I'd ever heard of epidurals happening was when people are having babies.
Sure.
So
it's not great. You're
not great,
like,
Bob.
It's not your ideal situation, but I think they kind of know what they're getting into for year 17 with that guy.
Somebody said... now you made me picture Swag walking in saying, it's pronounced Jaguar. That's good. An update on one player who might play a key role for his team and what his status might be. And then we'll get into some Dark Horse talk coming up top of the hour. We're back after this, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, I promise this will be the last segment on it. I promise.
I can't quit you.
Swag says right as we're going to break that Jeff Russ would be a panda.
Nailed
which is
it.
Just perfect.
He's definitely a panda furry.
Perfect. Listener saying that Sakanik would be a water buffalo.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
I get it.
Water buffalo furry's pretty good.
If anybody was going to be like shirtless just sitting in a tank randomly in the sun.
Yeah, water buffalo solid.
Minding their own business.
We came up with Rop as a dressage horse during
very
the break.
Very fancy.
Very fancy.
Like well-groomed.
Kind of prancing.
Clip-clop,
I'm going to jump over this little thing right here.
Look at my mane.
I'm going to jump over
look
there.
Look at my mane.
Danny Marang's trying to say that he would be a squirrel. You don't get to pick your furry outfit.
I might have missed
the furry outfit
that.
Community chooses you.
I think he is suggesting a squirrel for the quarterback. I don't think I misread the text.
Oh, okay. He wants his quarterback to be a squirrel furry?
I have him as a, I think swag nailed it. I think a raccoon is good.
A raccoon for yeah. Danny Marang as a furry? We like that.
Come up, give me some of that.
Okay.
I'm going to take this.
Who are we missing? Anybody? What would Schultzy be? Hold it together, damn it. Let's move on to the next one. That's like when you're going through it. Taking a test and you can't answer the question. You're like, come back to that one. Let's save that one for later. What about Patrick Harris? What would Patrick Harris be? He's out there. He can probably hear us
he's
right now.
He's a cat. I told you.
Oh, that's right. He's a cat. Okay,
what
he's a cat.
What would Luke be?
Luke. Luke Anderson is a furry.
It's a tough one.
Luke is kind of a tricky one. He's a tricky.
Ooh, a tricky animal.
A tricky animal. What's a tricky animal?
Be like a chameleon.
Okay, chameleon's pretty good. He's a guy that can blend into different things.
Yeah.
He's a sales guy.
Yes.
He's on the air.
He's got a lot of experience in different fields.
Doing stand-up comedy for Jeremy Piven now.
A long tail, just hanging from a long tail.
Okay, that's pretty solid. I like that chameleon. What about Buck? Buck, I think, is the last one, other than if we want to go back to the Schultzy question.
I have Buck as a dog. Just a straight-up.
You know what? That's
a
solid.
Good boy. He's a good boy.
Buck's a good boy.
He's a golden retriever.
Good boy.
He's a big
good
old boy. Saint Bernard or something.
Yes. A big, fluffy, huggable dog.
Just a very great dog.
Buck's one of those guys, you see him, you want to give him a hug.
He gave me a hug.
He's very huggable.
He was the dog that was excited that I came home.
Him and I had a very awkward, are we fisting? Are we handshaking? Are we hugging? We weren't quite sure what to do. I hadn't seen him in a long time. We had a big meeting a couple weeks ago for the FM flip.
We were doing the FM flip and stuff.
And he caught me off guard because I saw him before you saw him, and he was coming in for the hug, and I was going in for the fist pump.
Oh, I missed that.
And then
it was
just
the same.
And then I had to go hand, and then we did hand, and then kind of a one arm over the other. If I would have known that he was a huggable guy or a hugger, I would have gone in full hug, would have been totally fine with it.
If he would have been wearing his golden retriever furry outfit, I know it's a hugger.
A little more hugger.
Because right it was there. The same. I was holding the coffee, and I was like, what's up, Buck? Yeah. And he just kind of came in and was like, going for the hug. And I was like, oh, we're hugging.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Well, okay, I promise that's it. No more furry talk. Put it to bed until we figure out what Schultzy is. One quick update on a story that's just kind of float there in the background for a local football team, and there was some news on it yesterday. Do you remember the story around Daylon Austin?
Dusty said Luke is a fox.
Ooh, Luke is a fox is good.
That's a great furry tale,
too. I'd like to note for our boss, I was ready to move on from the furry conversation, and now you have brought the furry conversation back to the forefront. Do you guys want to take another crack at Schultzy, or are we just going to sit in silence and laugh again?
Have we identified Dusty, though?
I thought you came up with Dusty, didn't you?
No, I said he would be the most surprising one to me to be a furry.
Yes, he would be. Okay, what would Dusty's furry be?
That's a tough one.
What do we think of the Fame
Swag's
Man?
Swag's been pretty good on these.
Swag's been solid.
He's been nailing them.
Yeah, he's been pretty solid. Somebody said a sloth for Rop. I don't think that's fair. I think he's too pretty to be that.
He might have those qualities, but he's pretty and
he
wears nice shirts.
So I feel like his hair is done most of the time.
Like, where'd you get that shirt? He's like, Nordstrom's. And I'm like, damn it.
Not the rack.
It's a nice shirt. Not the rack.
Not the rack.
He's not a rack guy.
Not a Nordstrom rack guy.
No. Dusty's a tough one.
You know Dusty better. You've been knowing him longer than we have.
I think Dusty's more in the leopard sort of thing.
Oh. Maybe a cheetah.
Leopard.
Maybe a cheetah.
Leopard, somewhere in there.
He is fast.
Yeah.
He's in good shape.
Fast.
He's not really confrontational. Cheetahs like to jump into trees or run away from
them. Yeah, I'm not dealing with that right now.
Yeah, I ain't got time for your business.
But if you go at him, look out.
Right. He'll rip your face off.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheetah's a good one. I also have his face now covered in like spots. You know what I mean? Just run around the offices.
I can see it. Now are we done?
You did this.
This was not me. I was moved
you
on.
You found the TCU story.
I didn't know this. I didn't know it was going to take an hour of the show. It's not my fault.
By the way,
one more
listener,
crack at Schulte. You want to take one crack at Schulte?
One listener pointed out, I have Schulte as a dolphin.
A possum?
A dolphin, huh?
I have a dolphin.
A possum's pretty good. Possum, I think I lean possum.
How you doing,
dolphin.
Schulte? Okay. It's like, oh, all right. There we go. One wrinkle of the Stafford story is that Aaron Donald jokingly said, I might come out of retirement if we get Micah Parsons.
Oh, if they get Parsons and team him up with Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right. Just going to put a pin in that. Nothing else to add? Just break. Everybody ready to break? I do have an update on a story out of the Oregon football program we'll get to in the final hour of the show.
Excited for the docuseries to be back.
The docuseries is coming back. They're under construction. It should be good. I think the first episode's tomorrow. I think
they just announced it yesterday.
They just did the teaser thing. Yeah. I thought they said August 7th for the first episode.
Is it the same music, bed music, as Hard Knocks?
I think they did it themselves. No, I think they made their own music.
Because the music sounds eerily similar, but I know they do really good production value down
there. I think that's their music. They'll probably keep doing it.
Whoever's on top of the video production down there.
Solid stuff.
They need a raise.
As a fan, I love it. It's a great insight into the program. And Lanning talked about it yesterday.
It's going nowhere.
It's a good recruiting tool for them. It gives players a glimpse into what their day-to-day is like. So they're huge fans of it. They love it. It'll be back. I do have an update on a player on their roster. We'll get to that in the final hour status story at 9:15. Let's start, though, with dark horses. Who are your dark horses? Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Sprague on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.